your account manager can help you with ad material to help bring those customers in.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. This is Jennifer. I'm calling from House of Silva. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jennifer. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm assuming Garrett is on the phone.
He's actually not. He was just away from his desk. He wasn't. Yeah, I know. He forgot
to pick up the phone.
No, he's not doing well today for some reason. I don't know. It's his off day.
It's his off day. You know, that's because he hasn't listened to Dominic the Donkey yet today.
No Dominic the Donkey for Garrett today.
Or Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
Yeah. I don't think he did, because if he did, he wouldn't be having an off day today.
Yeah, he would totally be on his game.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you.
Today. Yeah. So
he's gonna pick it up though. I'll put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
He's got it. Yeah.
All right.
Nice talking to you, Jennifer.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you checked out our You, Me, We program? Did I say our program? I should say your program. Hundreds of stores.
Oh, hey.
Hey. You need to listen to Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did.
Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
You know, it sounds much better when you sing it.
Even a plant. I love it. What do you mean it's not my favorite song? No, Dominic the Donkey. I hate Dominic the Donkey.
I love Dominic.
I've never heard it until. Is it like Italians? I think it's an Italian thing.
It's the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Okay.
Why have you worked at RDI? As long as you've worked at RDI and you have not heard Dominic.
No, I've heard it. They've definitely played it, but I hadn't heard it before I got this job.
Oh.
So maybe like Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. It's like a real German. I don't know who wrote that. Is it a German dude? Grandma. Ran over by a reindeer. How are you doing? What's going on over there?
Sold the cushion.
Oh, hey! High five, lady. Let's go. First diamond sale with the Silva this holiday season.
Oh, come on now. Always to say this holiday season. I'm like, this I know
season.
That I like did one other tiny thing this year. Leave me alone.
Yeah, we did a half carat cushion. You're the cushion queen.
Hey, you know, that's... That
they're natural.
People are asking for. Yeah, that's
what
I hear about.
Oh, I wanna pull my hair out right now with cushion calls. People looking for elongated, because now we have Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we have Miley and T Swift.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's right. You told me. You're the one that told me she was ambiguous.
It was just pretty much anything and everything. She was pansexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Pan. That's right.
Yeah.
Pan.
Yeah, pansexual.
Yeah.
Like
that is
being an inanimate object.
That is a nice avocado. Let me tell you, that is one nice avocado. Don't eat my avocado. We were soulmates. we could just keep going. Well, that's good. So I'm glad you bought it. I'm glad he bought it.
Well, I just love the fact that, like, the other day I was like, here, look at this, pretty. Call you, and I'm like, please tell me you have it, because it says you have it.
Done.
He comes in today, and he's like, here's some cash. This is all I had on me in my truck. I'm like, okay, that'll work.
Please bring back more.
Oh, no, he definitely put down enough. But it just cracks me up how much money he's running around with in his truck.
Right, fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, how many guys do you know that, like, for, you know, diamond and amounting have, like, you know, just $3,000 and $100 bills in their truck?
What does this man do for a living?
He's a country boy. I don't know. He has dirty boots.
Yeah.
And he was trucking some gravel. So I'm like, I love you. And he's like, well, and that's when he saw some other mud on the carpet. He's like,
what?
Well, at least I'm not the only one to come in here with dirty boots. I said, give me a man with dirty work boots any day. I said, because that means that you actually know how to.
That's right. Exactly. 1,000%. And you know, it's
like,
not for nothing. Yeah, he's like, am I marrying the wrong person? I'm just going to snag these real quick. There we go. Shit. I got to. Here. Tammy wants to talk to you real quick. Thank you for the sale. I got to jump, but Tammy wants to talk to you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right.
You're cold.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you designing a tattoo?
I mean, I will be because I'm like 40 or 50 grand away.
Oh, my God. Go, girl.
I know. It's like right there.
So now, since we know that he likes Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
Be a poinsettia.
It should be like a sad little poinsettia that has like diamonds dripping off the flower.
Yes, you're right. Percy the Poinsettia with crying diamond eyes.
Yes.
That was her idea. Sorry, Garrett.
He's like, I hate her.
Oh, yeah, and Madonna somehow pushed in. We had a lot of ideas for this. We had a whole year, 2 years to plan, I mean.
Yeah, I know we did. You know, Vogue and all that, Madonna with the pointy bra. He could actually just, I could send you a picture of one of my Sphinx cats, and you could turn it into a tattoo for him.
Ooh, a Sphinx cat turned into a tattoo. That would be a good idea.
Yep.
He hates cats.
Oh, no, he loves my cats.
Oh, he loves, okay. I will make sure he is well aware that he loves those cats.
Oh, yeah, no, he does. He does. They wished him a happy birthday themselves.
Did they?
On his Facebook wall.
I love
that.
It was
the two of them hanging out with their blue eyes. Happy birthday, Garrett.
I love that. Well, I just wanted to let you know how close I was, so.
I'm excited for you.
I know, me too. but you
right,
have
girl.
A wonderful day, okay?
You too.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.